Welcome to Take It From The Iron Woman. My name is Susanne Müller, your host and the Iron Woman. This podcast is about empowering yourself and others to make real changes in the world. You will hear from everyday, smart, sophisticated, hip people like you and me. Not everybody has to be an Iron Woman to impress the world. Together, we will learn from the sports and business leaders how you can become a more successful person as an entrepreneur or a leader. It's one step at a time, one day at a time. Take your steps now. Take your big steps now. Join me on this journey to success. Take It From The Iron Woman, we only have special guests. And today, we're going to the Philippines. We are joining Dina. First of all, welcome. I'm so happy that we can reconnect, I think, after 2 or 3 years now. Dina, introduce yourself. Who is Dina in the Philippines who's going to join us today?
Hi, everyone. Hello, all the Iron Women out there. My name is Dina Salonga. I'm an entrepreneur and I have started several businesses. I started in information technology. That's where I spent a lot of my working life in, more than 30 years. And then after that, I went into wellness because while managing my IT company, I discovered yoga. And I eventually became a yoga teacher. And so I set up a company to operate yoga studios in Manila. And in the course of doing that, I met a yoga teacher named Poncho, whom Susanne also knows.
Yeah.
And he introduced me to Asian Leadership Institute. And I took the Mindful Leadership Program of the Institute. And that's where I discovered mindfulness. Mm-hmm. And I eventually became a facilitator for ALI. I was doing the yoga business and coaching for ALI also when the pandemic happened. And about maybe 4 months into the pandemic, I decided to leave Manila and move to the northern part of the Philippines where I'm now staying with my sister and my mother. It's a rural town of like 17,000 people coming from Manila, which is like, what, I don't know, 7 million or so. And it's a big change. I live in the mountains, so you'll be hearing the birds as I speak. And now I'm looking at rural entrepreneurship, maybe setting up some agribusiness kind of venture, either, you know, something to do with food, teaching farmers how to maybe make use of their produce in a different way, because this is a very traditional town. Farming, there's a lot of produce here, but that's all they know about it. They plant and then they sell. But they're not familiar with other things they can do with the produce. For example, when there's a bountiful harvest and the price goes down, like today, this time tomatoes are bountiful and it's so cheap, but sometimes they can't even sell it and they just give it away. And they don't know you can make sun-dried tomatoes which sell for a lot more, which could be tomato sauce and all that stuff. I see a lot of potential because I came from Manila where that those products are in demand and very expensive. And I'm staying in a place where that can be produced. So I see that we can feel a need and produce something locally instead of, you know, buying Italian sun-dried tomatoes. Could be Philippine sun-dried tomatoes. And so stuff like that. Yeah. And then at the same time, I'm also pursuing my own spiritual growth. Because I live in an ashram, so I get a lot of training, workshops, retreats. And currently, I'm doing a certification course on energy healing for sleep and burnout. So that pretty much sums up where I am at the moment. I hope that wasn't too long to say.
No, this seems like you're a very busy person. Do you think 24 hours is enough for you? Do you sleep since you're getting a new certification in sleep?
I do. The amazing thing I found out with this course is that the more you heal, the more energized you become. Mm-hmm. Because when you are doing the healing process, you are activating your energy centers to channel the energy to the client. In the process, you're also energizing yourself. And amazingly, the way it is taught here, the method, is you don't really get depleted. unlike maybe other protocols where you feel tired after. This one is you feel energized because of the way you are harnessing the energy. And you're just really a channel. You're not really using, while you're using it, it's just flowing through you. It's good.
Ooh, I want to hear more of this. This is so interesting. You started, you said you're an entrepreneur. Listening to you, you're the real entrepreneur. You see opportunities. First, you learned about the IT business. I envy you a little bit because that's, as an entrepreneur, that's where I need the most help. When we have young listeners, build a building block, right? Then you can always add something else. And I'm wondering, how did you find your way into yoga when you were an entrepreneur in IT? This seems like such a fast-paced industry. Maybe you work a lot, then your back hurts, or how did that happen?
Well, it's really, I would say, a serendipity. A yoga studio opened directly below my office.
Okay.
At the time, I was going to the gym. I've always had exercise as part of my routine because I love eating. At that point in time, I wasn't really very healthy. I was smoking, I was drinking, and not my food intake was not the healthiest. I just eat whatever I could get. And then a studio opened below my office and my friend said, let's try it. It was hot yoga, Bikram yoga. Let's try it. Okay. And then I got hooked in the practice, and then I gave up my gym and just did yoga like almost every day. And then I just found myself talking more about it, more than my IT products. So I would go to a client call and the client would say, oh, you look different. You look so peaceful and stuff like that. Your aura has changed. And then I'll start to talk about yoga, and then I'll end up talking more about yoga than my IT company. So I said, okay, this is something else. So, and then I decided, okay. And then I found myself giving feedback or comments or tips to my classmates. Like if there are first timers, I will give them tips on how to do certain poses, how to help yourself in class or take care of yourself after. I said, I think I want to become a teacher, a yoga teacher. And then I said, okay, I'll take a course, a hot yoga teacher training course, but I don't want to teach for another studio. I might as well set up my own.
The entrepreneur comes in again, right?
For me, it's really a story of like, what do I like to do and finding an opportunity. I was a programmer. After college, I was hired by a utility company and then trained to become a programmer. And that was in the 70s. At the time, that was what it was called. You have these huge mainframe computers, punched cards, and you did all the program and the code. That's how I started in technology. And then I was hired by Oracle. I was the first employee of Oracle in the Philippines back in 1991. And then I worked for Oracle for about 5 years. And so while working in Oracle, because Oracle is a multinational company and we're dealing with local companies who have their own business practices and ways of doing things that a multinational company just cannot address, you know, because multinationals are very cut and dried, right? They have to have standard processes in each country and you cannot deviate so much. So I saw a gap between what the market demands and what Oracle offers by way of services. So we decided to put up an IT company that would handle the services part that Oracle cannot do. So that was the gap, the market gap. And because we knew most of the customers at the time, because we were part of the startup phase, right? Then they were also the ones demanding for services. We had our first batch of clients. And that started, so we did training and we did consulting. So systems development, applications development. But we were still selling Oracle. We became an Oracle reseller. And then we put our services on top of it. I think, that was the passion then, right? And then it became yoga. Then yoga became a business. And then I discovered mindfulness. And then I became a coach that also gives me some revenue stream. While that is not a business in and of itself, it also gives me some money. And then at some point, I also discovered essential oils because I was...
I remember you gave me some, right? I came with a jet lag and you gave me the... I think it was
peppermint.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it smelled so nice. Yeah,
What brought it on was because, remember, I was not healthy, right? Smoking, drinking, etc. But yoga helped me to shift to a more healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. My body just, I just stopped smoking, stopped drinking. I shifted to plant-based diet. And then the oils became the piece of the puzzle, because then I had to shift to natural personal care and home care products.
Thank you so much, Dina. Fabulous talk. How cool was that to talk to Dina, living in an ashram in the Philippines? What are you taking away? Fulfill your dreams, do what you like, be the entrepreneur, follow in Dina's footsteps. Take it from the Iron Woman. We have episodes every Monday, every Wednesday. Don't miss out. Follow us on your preferred platform. And Take It From The Iron Woman is also a book. You can learn about my journey from Switzerland to New York to Kilimanjaro and many more adventures. Chime in, learn something, do something for yourself. Thank you.